Don Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council, shares an update regarding new requirements and refinements being developed under Environmental Protection Agency's pesticide assessment process and registrations. As planting season begins across the Cotton Belt, Parker encourages growers to read labels carefully prior to application and to visit EPA's Bulletins Live 2 website for additional information and documentation needed for product use.
EPA has identified this process to try to advance their compliance with the Endangered Species Act. So it's going to be very new. It's going to be very unusual for our producer community, because on every pesticide, there will be a small box that will be put on there that will have a caption of endangered species protection, something in that order. It's a requirement that before anyone uses this product, they must go to a website called Bulletins Live 2. On that website, it basically shows on the screen, you'll see a picture of a map, and there's three different things to input. And the producer will input the EPA registration number for the product. They will input their field location, and they will input the anticipated application date, the month that this will be applied. This is to be done within 6 months of the application. And then whenever you put that information in, the program will generate a bulletin. And that bulletin will be specific to your location, and it may or may not include some additional label restrictions. This is very different for our producer community because the label has always been on the package. I would tell everybody for this coming year, begin going to Bulletins Live 2 and making sure that you have a bulletin that applies to your location.